Henry David Thoreau lived in Boston, which, compared with today, was probably a relatively quiet and peaceful town. He decided, however, that city life was unnatural. He objected to slavery, the Mexican War, corporal punishment, and refused to pay his taxes. In 1845, Thoreau moved out of town into a one-room wooden cabin in the woods around Walden Pond. There was a farm in the neighborhood, but that was all. He spent more than 2 years here, living as simply as he could and writing about the experience. He wasn't exactly out of touch with civilization, though, and his friends seem to have visited him regularly from nearby Concord. On a visit there recently, I saw the replica of Thoreau's cabin, which stands by the visitor area and car park, for Walden has now become a great tourist attraction. It did not look particularly comfortable. The site of the original cabin didn't look very attractive either. I noticed that a railway track runs a few hundred yards from the site of Thoreau's hut, and I was told that not only did it exist in his time, but Thoreau's mother used to live a couple of miles away down the line. It must have been a comforting thought for Thoreau in the long winter evenings, and I rather wonder how many times he dropped in on Mum just to say hello and ended up staying the night.